say it.
That's the thing. The story is always...
The show before is running over just a bit, just so you know, a couple minutes, not even.
Okay.
So check your time. Remember, you'll be able to run over to catch up, okay?
Okay.
Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw and her guests as they discuss cosmic creating and the path to reclaiming our power as cosmic creators.
Library computer, data being received.
To go where too few have gone before. A production of Cosmic Reality Radio. And you're live.
Thank you, Nancy, and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and today is 14th of March, 2020. So welcome all. Thank you for listening. And before I start, Nancy warned me before the show that apparently there is a lot of censorship happening about the C word. So I'm not going to use the C word. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to say bug. So just to let you know that that's the strategy for the day, to avoid the YouTube video being taken down. So I've got lots to share today, but I will have to watch my language. And this is the Cosmic Creating Show, and I've diverged somewhat from previous shows where I was focused on the spirituality and the consciousness and interviewing conscious guests, to doing these weekly updates on what's actually happening in the world, which is, to me, a really fascinating subject. But I want to set it in the context of cosmic creating, because we really are creating a new reality here. And it's only through being aware of the truth, being awake, seeing between the lines of what the agenda is beyond the mainstream media news propaganda. So I hope you'll find today's show useful. I enjoyed putting it together. As I said, there's a lot of information here. And I have to just say a disclaimer that the information I'm sharing today is gathered from many sources, and a lot of it is theory only, so use your discernment and do your own research. So a lot has happened again this week, really exciting times in my view, and let's just have a look at the current status. Trump did a number of announcements and press conferences this week, and I watched his press conference yesterday, and he has been saying that the bug is low risk and will go away in a few weeks, and it'll happen when things warm up. On a Q post, interestingly, he said, or Q said, it'll be a hot spring and summer. So I think there are many interpretations of that. So I think a lot of people out there who are on the dark side are going to be feeling the heat, and I think already are doing. He did declare a state of emergency yesterday on Friday the 13th. We got travel bans from Europe, excluding the UK. CH, because I'm not supposed to use that word either, because that's being censored as well, and Iran. There are quarantine centers at airports, and returning Americans are being screened and actually voluntarily quarantining themselves for 14 days at the centers. Italy's on lockdown, the Pope is infected, the Vatican, of course, is a child sex trafficking hub. More on that later. We've got shutdowns of schools, colleges and universities, sporting events, TV shows being broadcast without live audiences, businesses and large corporations banning non-essential travel and making employees work from home. So what is really going on here? Now, I'm going to share a lot of different articles in this show with different perspectives on this, and that they will expand on some of these points that I've just made. So I won't go into them now until a bit later. Now, it's interesting to see how many famous people have been checked for coronavirus and have tested positive. And I found a post, a tweet by IET17, his Twitter name is @inevitable_ET. Now, he calls it COVID-19. And he's got a notable persons list, suspected or illness reported. And one of the recent ones has been Tom Hanks and his wife. I'm going to mention that again a little bit later. We've got Maria Cantwell in Washington, D.C., a member of the Senate. We've got the Iran Minister of Cultural Heritage, the Iran VP, Iran Minister of Industry, UK Health Minister. Pope Francis reported sick. Elton John reported pneumonia. Queen Elizabeth was sick. Interestingly, she was also locked out of her palace, which quite a few QAnon followers have linked to a Q post, which said lockout, interestingly. Gwen Stefani cancelled a string of shows due to a mystery illness. Let's see now. I think that's the main list that he's talked about. But interestingly, that Tom Hanks in Australia should have been tested positive. He, of course, is accused of being a PEDO. And his son, Chet, has an all-seeing eye tattoo on his chest, which is interesting. Of course, since that list that IET17 posted, we've also had Trudeau's wife testing positive and Trudeau self-quarantining. And, of course, there are links to the Uranium One scandal, which was where Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, got quite a lot of kickbacks for approving the sale of uranium to Russia. And apparently it was routed through Canada. Interesting. Somewhere I saw that the National Guard had been deployed in New York. And there are 20,000 plus US troops being deployed to Europe. And people have noted that they're without any protective equipment, even though there have been these travel bans from Europe. And they're there for a military exercise. And apparently it's the biggest military deployment to Europe for 25 years. Again, the question is why? And as I've said in a previous show, whenever you get a disproportionate reaction or response to something, you have to suspect there's some hidden agenda there. And I saw a tweet today, I think, saying CH has closed down the last bug hospital because there were not enough cases to support them. Okay, just to set this in context, I don't have the source of this. I did copy it earlier in the week and I didn't actually note where it came from. But there are a few bullet points here. I think, again, it was a tweet. Viruses have a shelf life and this virus will run its course. The first case in the US was confirmed on January 20th, 2020. As of March 9th, 49 days later, there are only 605 cases. There have only been 26 deaths, 19 of which occurred at a senior centre. And by the way, my voice is acting up a little bit today, but I can assure you I do not have the bug. I just have a tickle in my throat. So any pauses are just to take a drink of my tea or a sip of my water. As of March 9th, there have been 113,605 confirmed cases worldwide, 3,990 deaths, and 63,663 people have already fully recovered from this virus. There are over 250,000 plus deaths annually in the US due to medical error. 37,000 people died from the common flu last year, whereas only 22 have died from the bug thus far. The 30-year average annual death toll from tornadoes in the US is 69. There were 1,520 tornadoes in 2019 alone. Is everyone going out and building underground tornado shelters? Question mark. Okay, so I wanted to look at the theories and the thoughts out there on the web about whether there's a dark agenda behind the CV or whether there is a light agenda. And many people think that this CV was spread has a dark agenda, and that the White Hats actually took it over and took the opportunity to use it as part of the plan. So I'm just going to read you a couple of extracts from articles about the CV in relation to how it might possibly be a dark side strategy. And this is from TNERealNewsNetwork.com. Real news about the CV. Here's the truth behind it. Bill Gates and Barack Obama released a docuseries on Netflix called Pandemic in December, right before the CV was discovered. The docuseries pushed the need for the Gates Foundation to receive funding to carry on virus research to prevent the next pandemic. Now, if you remember, the dark side always tell you what they're going to do before they do it, because if there is no rejection of this or no response saying, no, this can't happen, it is taken by default to be consent. And I think The Family and other shows and movies have been shown to include predictions of things that were going to happen. So it's very interesting that they should have made this docuseries. Bill Gates founded the WHAN lab in CH that released the virus. Bill Gates was a member of their Academy of Sciences who built the lab, and he was awarded their highest honor. The CV was originally developed at the University of North Carolina by grants approved by the Obama administration in 2012. The NIH, who were the original funders, they defunded the dangerous UNC research. So the communist Chinese scientists left UNC and took their work to the newly builted W Lab in 2017, funded by Gates and Pals. The head of the Harvard Chemistry and Biology Department, with ties to Gates and Epstein, was arrested for accepting bribes from the communists. The Perbright Institute, funded by Bill Gates, owns the patent on the CV genetic sequences. They did simulation testing on a global pandemic in 2018. The first case of CV was reported in CH on November 17th. Communists didn't inform World Health Organization or the CDC until January the 11th. Why? Bill Gates and Barack Obama docuseries marketed the need for a global universal vaccine to replace all other flu vaccines. I believe it will be designed to deliver a human chip via nanotechnology. I'm going to jump to another article about this, which is by ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. Is Bill Gates profiting from the outbreak, or is something far more sinister taking place? Okay, and this is, it starts by saying many people suspect that the CV is being used as a scapegoat for a financial collapse, which Spiro Skouras believes will then be used as the excuse to usher in a new monetary and financial system of control. In other words, the one world government, the new world order, etc., etc. Now, I'm not going to read the whole of this because it's quite long, but basically they're linking this to Agenda 21, Agenda 30. The blockchain, the end of the petrodollar, new financial system based on a centralized inventory of assets and resources, including living beings and their genomes. Everything is to be put on a blockchain to become trackable nodes on the Global Information Grid, GIG. So I think this is what was the original agenda behind this. But as I say, I believe that the White Hats have actually taken over and are using this to promote the agenda for the light side and made it part of their plan. Remember, the Patriots are in control. Spyro Skouras says, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding a program which will soon offer an at-home testing kit for the coronavirus. Oh, I said it. Bill Gates must be an expert considering his foundation co-hosted Event 201, the United Nations pandemic simulation of a CV outbreak, which preceded the actual CV outbreak by about 6 weeks and also coincided with the United Nations-themed World Military Games, which took place in WUHANCH, the ground zero of this outbreak. If you believe you've been exposed to or infected by the virus, you can simply just go online and fill out a questionnaire and the test will be delivered to you within 2 hours. It doesn't specify how the test will get there, who's going to deliver it, whether it's coming by drone. We don't know. It's just it'll be there in 2 hours. That's pretty impressive. The results will be available within 2 days and will be shared with local health authorities so they can track your movements and your contacts, making it easier for health officials to locate others who may need to be tested and or quarantined, as well as to track the virus itself and its spread and possibly identify other potential hotspots. This sounds a bit Orwellian to me, but after all, it is a public health emergency. So I guess extreme circumstances call for extreme measures, right? They state the intent for this program to expand to a state level and beyond eventually. What I get out of this is it sounds to me like they are building a database to track potentially infected people, and not just any database, but a DNA database. Realistically, that has this potential because they will collect your DNA once they swab your nose and conduct this test. When you start to look into other programs that Gates is involved in, we start to see a trend, and this starts to raise some red flags for me. For example, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have also funded an invisible biometric tattoo program to identify vaccinated people, which can be given at birth or throughout any time in your life. And this was designed to be able to track entire nations of people. Now, could this program be related to, or at least at some point, integrated into the program and the database that we were seeing the Gates Foundation setting up right now in the United States regarding the CV? It's anybody's guess. We'll have to see, but this isn't the only example. Another program that's connected to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the ID 2020 program, which is a program that claims that roughly 1 billion people on Earth are, in quotes, in danger because they have no internationally accepted form of identification. So these people who are at risk include people who are affected by a refugee crisis, which, of course, the current migrant crisis or refugee crisis that we have been seeing over the past several years appears to be an engineered crisis using weapons of mass migration to destabilize nations. Just dropping down, this digital ID system, will track everyone and everything using blockchain technology, and not only will it provide medical history on you via the biometric tattoos or implanted microchips, which they mention in these reports, it will also be used for employment and background checks, and will most likely be tied to your social credit score and even your bank accounts. If you want to be able to do business, buy or sell things, or even be employed, you will likely have to be integrated into the system. This is why I believe that this current health crisis is no accident. It aligns with all of their goals. As we can see right here on the United Nations' own website, for its 2030 agenda, goal number 16.9, by 2030, provide legal identity for all, including birth registrations. Okay, I'm not going to go any further into that, but, you know, one of the things about the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 is the agenda of depopulation. Now, it's interesting. Bill Gates yesterday stepped down from Microsoft's board. Is this a coincidence? His father was head of Planned Parenthood. I didn't know that. And as I said, part of Agenda 21 and Agenda 30 is a depopulation plan. And of course, we've all seen the push to increase abortions, allow late-term abortions, etc., etc. And the number of abortions that are carried out is in the hundreds of thousands. It's shocking. And, you know, the other thought about the CV is that, well, it's having a huge impact on the markets, and businesses are being affected. And it's thought that, considering the Democrats were hoping for a recession, which would affect Trump's re-election in November, that this is also a weapon to basically crash the economy. So that all the people that were supporting Trump because of the wonderful economic results actually abandon him and move over to the Democrat Party. I find that highly unlikely. And I think the proportion of people who are Trump supporters actually see through this and recognize it for what it is. And of course, in the when Trump announced a national emergency, it has released, I think it's $50 billion of funding. And part of the policies he's putting in place is to actually make loans available to businesses and to support businesses during this period. So anything that the dark side are trying to do in terms of this crisis is being countered by the White Hats and by the Trump team, which is very encouraging. I think they're many steps ahead of these people. Okay, so let's look at what the people who are awake and who are on, you know, part of the digital warrior community and the QAnon followers, what are they saying about all of this? I'm going to read you a post on which I found on it was shared on Facebook by somebody called Terry Wade. I've no idea who this is, but she's put a post out there saying CV-19 virus movie is a scripted narrative designed to justify closed borders and inspire citizens to stay home while upwards of 500,000 arrests, in brackets 158,000 plus sealed indictments opened, will take place in the USA and greater numbers worldwide for horrendous crimes to humanity and corruptions related to human sex and child trafficking, a depopulation agenda by globalists, illegal organ harvesting, opioid fentanyl epidemic linked to CH and Britain, and other nations implementing espionage plans for the USA. This is a military operation that is being modeled after Sun Tzu warfare. The military and Trump administration is pivoting against deep state tactics as a strategy that will have the lowest negative impact to innocent citizens while freeing the world from decades of brainwashing to mask evil operations that operate a $150 billion a year child trafficking network by deep state. Over 800,000 children in the USA and 8 million globally go missing annually. Trump and White Hat Military Alliance is ending this evil covered up by fake news. The storm is here. The Great Awakening. And that's why I titled this show, The Storm is Here, because I really believe that we're seeing a very clever strategy for replacing the deep state and the deep state economy, the central bank system and everything undercover without creating mass hysteria by those who are still asleep. If it was done in the open, I think they would have seen it as some kind of dictatorial activity by Trump, because, of course, that's what the Democrats have been so determined to push. You know, they even said he thought he was a king at one point. So they're trying to kind of shape this narrative that Trump is a dictator and he thinks he can do absolutely anything. And of course, if anything happened that was done in the open, the fake news media would wind up the Democrat supporters and the people who are still asleep to really cause absolute mayhem in response. And it's thought also, and this may come in a later snippet that I'm going to read to you. I can't remember exactly what's in each one. But what people are saying is that by getting people off the streets, they're actually avoiding an FF, and you know what that means, response by the deep state, you know, with mass gatherings and so on. And it's keeping people safe from any retaliation. So we shall see. Very interesting times. Okay, so I've got another article here from Forbidden Knowledge TV. And this is really containing more of the theory from the citizen journalists, digital soldiers. The CV-19 has been declared a global pandemic by the UN's World Health Organization, triggering a 20% loss from the stock market record highs, an end to an 11-year bull run, a travel ban on European flights, and a cancellation of all live sporting events, leaving some college students to ask why their schools have been closed until April, when there isn't a single confirmed case in their state. Many have been saying COVID-19 is being used by the globalist black hats as a cover for the dread economic collapse. In the Q world, the fact that half the Iranian Congress was infected with the virus, with some officials dying and that Italy is in total lockdown, this might mean that the white hats are making their moves behind the scenes, using CV-19 as a cover. Dave from the X22 report, and I do recommend watching his videos, his great analysis, says we need to look out for all the individuals that are coming down with the bug. Look at the countries, Iran. Remember what Iran is about. Where did all the pallets of cash go? The deals that were made with Iran. How many individuals have the bug? It's a huge outbreak. And this is another aspect of why Italy. He says, think of Italy. Wasn't there spying coming out of Italy? Wasn't there base of operation out of Italy? Weren't there certain players in Italy? Didn't Durham and Barr visit Italy? Italy is locked down. Think about the states here in this country. In the United States, New York, California, New Jersey, all declaring state of emergencies. And think about the different leaders who might come down with the bug. We have Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He is self-isolating after his wife developed flu-like symptoms and got tested for the bug, now confirmed to be infected. And when we hear Justin Trudeau of Canada, it reminds me of a post 2217. An Anon asked a question to Q, Trudeau anything? Question mark. And Q responded, billionaires 187, and in square brackets, assassinated. F-V-E-Y, I think you know what that means. Safety house build, uranium one, funnel to Canada. I mentioned that just a little earlier. So Trudeau seems like he might have been a part of the Clinton Foundation's $100 million kickback from Canadian donor Frank Justra, I think that's how you pronounce it, because Q is letting us know uranium one funneled through Canada. And let me take this a step further. We know that Trudeau is the 23rd Prime Minister of Canada. Let's go to post 1419. Now, this is May 19th, 2018. It said, and Anon asked the question, you knew when you set that trip that the pain would be delivered. And then the number 23, more evidence of foreknowledge, to which Q responded, I'd watched the news that day, Q. 23, isn't that Trudeau? It could be. Other people look at the global lockdown and note that the Supreme Court's 1866 ruling on Ex parte Milligan said civilians can only be tried in tribunals if civilian courts aren't functioning. With C.V. Fierce closing civilian courtrooms, military tribunals could become venues for civilians. And in Q.14, Q said, what must be completed to engage MI, military intelligence or military intervention, whatever, over other three-letter agencies? What must occur to allow for civilian trials? So it's interesting, again, how this is being used to expedite the White Hat plan. And of course, if you go back to the Kavanaugh hearing for his position in the Supreme Court, a lot of emphasis was put on the question that I think it was Lindsey Graham that asked him about whether military tribunals could be used for civilians in cases of treason and sedition and so on. And his reply was yes. So they could well be setting the scenes for military tribunals, military courts to be used after all these indictments are unsealed and the deep state is rounded up. Of course, we know that Guantanamo has had a huge investment in upgrading facilities. And, you know, people have seen these prison barges. So I think everything's being put into place to really take this whole thing down and create this new reality. Now, this morning, I showed a link on a Facebook post to, I think it was a Facebook live video by QAnon Obi-Wan. And what he was pointing out was there's a match between the map of sealed indictments, which I'm sure you can find on the net, and a map of the states where they have cases of CV. And as I've said before, he reiterated, people coming down with the bug are high-powered elites, Hollywood actors and actresses, CEOs, media personalities, and political personalities. And it's interesting that, you know, I've said this to a couple of people. Interesting that these people should be coming down with them when they don't tend to mix with the plebs, you know, with the general public. So why should they be more susceptible than the rest of us? Here's another post, and this time from Michelle Smallback. Again, I don't know who this is. Q has posted today stating it's go time. My husband is an army vet, and he said rig for red meant they had to change over to their red lights on their gun sights and equipment right before attacking the enemy so the enemy wouldn't see them coming. This means mass arrests, and we know this is going to happen worldwide. So they needed a cover to restrict travel and get people prepared to have an interruption in supplies while a financial reset and the arrests occur. President Trump is trying to tell Americans to be prepared under the guise of a pandemic. The stock market needs to adjust down in order to do a complete reset and move us to a gold-backed currency and get rid of the Fed. The stock market has been falsely inflated for a while. The CV is the perfect crisis to make a lot of it work. Travel will likely shut down for a brief period, and maybe all schools and universities will be shut down so kids are at home safe with their parents when the arrests occur. We could even have a period of martial law to suppress opportunities for looting and riots. Keeping people away from large crowds minimizes FFs, mass shootings, or other catastrophic events. Can't have a school shooting if the kids aren't in school. Having the CV crisis allows POTUS to shut down our borders so Homeland Security and our military can focus on keeping peace. Also, POTUS said everything with the CV will be over in April. He said it because he knows it is fake, and they plan to take action in March, and by April, the American public will be informed of what has occurred and why. India had a full-on celebration when POTUS visited. It's because he has struck a deal with India to start producing many of the things we were having China produce cheaply, and it will help India a lot. I think China's leader is in on it with Trump, possibly. When Trump visited China, he took him to the Forbidden City, and this has never been done with another world leader, likely to have complete privacy to plan. China has a deep state too. Oh, I mentioned China. Has a deep state too that is teamed up with our CIA and deep state bad actors, the Clintons, Bidens, Romney, Feinstein, and others. Doug Collins, Matt Gaetz, Ted Cruz, Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, and Mark Meadows were all supposedly exposed to CV. What better way to explain their upcoming absence in DC than quarantine at their homes? Q already told us when the mass arrests happen, POTUS will be safely out of the country. Air Force One can fly continuously if needed because it can be refueled in the air. President Trump is taking his present and future cabinet members with him in Air Force One to keep them out of harm's way, and it won't alert anyone that he is taking them all with him. He already announced Mark Meadows will be his new chief of staff. The quarantine centres have all been set up in areas where the concentration of sealed indictments are the highest. This explains why there is barbed wire slanted inward at one I saw in a video. These will be detention centres for the many criminals and traitors. They may even be set up as prisons with the sheer number of them. Gitmo has had a multi-million dollar upgrade that is completed. A new head judge has been sent to Gitmo. There was a large amount of our troops sent to Gitmo for a two-year assignment last summer. There were millions spent just upgrading the justice buildings and lawyer offices at Gitmo and another military base in the US. I truly believe General Kelly and General Mattis are not on bad terms. I believe it is all an act to take them out of DC and allow them to fly under the radar so they could be at Gitmo and the other base to get everything set up for the military tribunals. The same goes for Sessions. He knows all of it because he was Attorney General while the investigations were occurring and sealed indictments were ramping up. He likely recused himself from the Russia investigation to be able to focus on the other investigations and sealed indictments. He supposedly left on bad terms with POTUS, but I'll bet he's been working under the radar since he left DC to get everything ready. Trump has replaced many of the Obama judges and others who would not do the right thing when the mass arrests occur. That took a long time to get them confirmed and placed strategically where they will be needed. He has the majority of the SCOTUS Supreme Court. Justice Roberts is highly compromised and will either be replaced with another conservative justice or has been given a deal to go along with the ruling against any attempts to stop justice being served to the criminals and traitors in our government. There have been a lot of National Guard and military equipment movement under the guise of a state of emergency for the CV. They are getting into place to help deal with any civil unrest that will occur when people freak out over the arrests of groups like Antifa, try to start problems because they have been paid by Soros to do so. The internet, or at least all social media, will likely go dark. So don't panic if it happens. It won't be forever. They tested taking down specific platforms and cell service a couple of times. The CIA satellites have been shut down, so they have been blinded. I find it interesting also that Gina Haspel was at the last State of the Union address smiling ear to ear. CIA directors rarely, if ever, attend State of the Union addresses. The Queen of England was locked out of Windsor Castle briefly on Friday for the first time ever. It was a marker to tell those following Q that it's time. Just a quick interjection here as well that talking about the shutdown of the internet, of course, there have been several tests of the emergency broadcast system in the last year or so. So, you know, that kind of makes you think they're preparing for all of this shutdown so that they can so that Trump can actually communicate with the people when internet is not available. So just following on about the Queen being locked out of Windsor Castle, a Q post from September of 2018 read Castle Lock. Then the one directly after it read, Panic in UK, Panic in DC. Panic in UK, Panic in DC. Patriots are now in control. And the first initial of that phrase actually says panic. Patriots are now in control in the UK and DC. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Trump wore a bright yellow tie in India, and today at the CV press conference, he's telling us there is no virus because it's the exact same color as the maritime flag that represents the vessel has no infected people on board. There is no virus. Every state reporting the most cases and deaths are all sanctuary states run by Democrat bad actors in an attempt to get funding for the virus, since Trump has cut off any federal funds for sanctuary states. Do you see it now? Trump and Pence have been flying all over, attending group events, hugging people, shaking hands. They are not worried because the CV is fake. Be ready for martial law. Be ready for schools to shut down. Be ready for travel to be restricted. Be ready for the internet to go down. Be ready with supplies to get you through until it's over. Be ready to tell everyone panicking when it happens that it is all planned. And it's all for the good. I really believe that. Okay. Now I've got a post that again was shared on Facebook. And it's from Dr. Kia Pruitt. We were told years ago that there will be an event that would quarantine America and possibly the planet in order to make global mass arrests. We were encouraged to stock up on food, water, and supplies. We were all instructed to remain calm. Martial law may be implemented to keep people off the streets while these arrests occur. Schools will be closed, flights grounded, airports closed, etc. Why? Because the people being arrested for participating in corruption and worldwide pedophilia and human trafficking, crimes against humanity, treason, murder, rape, etc., is massive and affects every aspect of society. This includes Hollywood entertainers, NBA and NFL athletes and staff, politicians, pastors, banking CEOs, corporate heads, school officials, coaches and educators. Some of your doctors, lawyers, judges, college professors, school teachers, police officers and chiefs, firemen, business owners, airport workers, pilots, bankers, priests. Everyday people are currently being arrested for their crimes against humanity. A lot of them are involved in nefarious behaviours and secret societies, so the masses have not been privy to their wrongdoings. Ritualistic abuse, child sex trafficking, child hunting parties, ritualistic murders, drug trafficking, involvement in underground activities in the deep underground military bases, etc. This is why some of us reported on a notable resignation list for 2 years. And interestingly, just to interrupt for a minute, I actually pulled up a website called, the URL is resignation.info, and it shows notable resignations worldwide. On December 22nd, 2017, QAnon asked us to track CEO resignations. Since December 26th, 2017, resignations, retirements, firings, and death cases are tracked. Total numbers are not that important, but individual cases are. Not everyone on the list is a bad person. Research. But they're showing 12,216 resignations across 166 countries. And this site actually shows a list of the people that have stepped down. And I shared a few of these on a previous show. And as I said earlier, Bill Gates has stepped down from the board of Microsoft, which is interesting. Okay, we also reported on military tribunals, which began in January 2019. Some of us watched military tribunals take place on cvine.com. The corruption is huge. POTUS asked that people not be in crowds. One reason, other than catching the CV, is because the Deep State New World Order corrupt leaders could attempt to retaliate, since they know that we have been involved in a covert operation against them. Be safe. The planet is being cleansed. The CV is a cover. While it's true that the deep state global New World Order elites created the virus and attempted to infect the masses, Trump and the Global Alliance co-opted the operation and used it as a cover to arrest global elites, including the Pope and the UN royal family, politicians and Hollywood elites. The mainstream media will announce that folks came down with the virus. Actually, they've been arrested. Some of them have been at Gitmo for a while, actually. At some point, an announcement will be made. Remain calm and be stocked up. Those people who don't have food and supplies will have an opportunity to get it from neighbours or the military, because troops will likely be on the ground to, one, make arrests, and two, to keep everyone calm, a curfew may be implemented. We were instructed also that new monetary policies and our new gold-backed system will be implemented and trillions injected into the economy. after the global mass arrests. Otherwise, these nefarious beings would have once again stolen our wealth and re-empowered themselves. Soon the Republic, our lawful government, will be restored and constitutional law. Be encouraged. Things are finally getting better for humanity. What an exciting time to be alive, and I often say that. I think we're very privileged to be here observing all this and participating in it. Soon we will enjoy the benefits of Nisara Jisara and our sovereignty, and finally enjoy planetary peace and prosperity. Be well. I love you. Okay, I've got one last post to read. So we are getting close to the end of the show. Seriously. Oh, and just let me tell you who this is by. This is by somebody called Sandra Snell Treese, a.k.a. Angel Lynn Angel Lynn, and it was posted March the 10th, 2020. Seriously, this is not what people think. It's part of the plan of rounding up people whose names are on these sealed indictments that are being unsealed as we speak. It's roundup time. No one is allowed to go anywhere for the good guys to collect these criminals. Our military, and they are all over the United States, and I would add, globally. In every crevice, including our lying, crooked mainstream media, there are over 350,000 indictments with as many as 9 names on each indictment, which comes to about 3.1 million people. Now, I don't know if those numbers are true or not. I know there are a lot of sealed indictments. That is a lot of criminals. Think about that. How else are they going to round them up but to order martial law in some of the bigger states? This is also taking place around the world. Italy is on lockdown. The Vatican is on lockdown. The Vatican holds many of these pedophiles. This is huge, and there is no virus. Trump and the many white hats are working on a worldwide scale, along with many powerful good people, including but not limited to our military. This is a huge operation that has been in the plannings for decades. Trump has been involved in this operation long before he became president. After they are all taken down swiftly, then comes a resetting of our financial system. No more Federal Reserve, no more killing us with taxes. In fact, we will get a big surprise, a monetary surprise. Mortgages will be paid off, credit card debt will be erased, and so much more. Nisara and Jisara will go into effect. I've been telling you guys this forever. It's all happening. All the gold that the Vatican has taken will be given back to the people. All the gold that the British has taken will be given back to us. The poorest of the poor will be no longer poor. There are many facets to this huge operation. Some involve things that the regular person will not understand or will misinterpret. It is necessary for the white hats to put out some misinformation to keep the enemy confused. This is why we are told to trust the plan. Trump has all the information on every single criminal. Trump and the white hats are in complete control. Trust the plan and try not to worry. And talking of Q, Q was quiet for quite a few days, and then he posted 4 drops on the 9th of March. The previous drops happened on the 25th of February. I think he was 12 days or 13 days quiet. But after all that information I've shared with you, I want to share with you the last Q post on March the 9th. And that was, God wins. So I think the message is, you know, don't get caught up in this hysteria and this fear porn. I mean, it really is ridiculous how so many people have reacted, you know, buying up rolls and rolls of toilet paper. There's some really amusing memes on Facebook about the toilet paper crisis, and you know how people are literally going crazy. And even here in sleepy Southwest Colorado, a neighbor of mine went to Walmart the other day, and all the toilet paper shelves are empty, and he couldn't understand why until I enlightened him about the fact that people were, you know, panic buying toilet paper. So again, don't get caught up in that. I think we're seeing some massive changes in progress at the moment, which is so encouraging. And the plan is in motion. The storm is here. And I think we're going to see the emergence of a whole new paradigm. Personally, I'm really excited about it. I think it's great. We might have a few difficulties along the way, a few hiccups, but I think the outcome is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to know more about what I do in terms of helping people raise their consciousness and step into their power, then you can find me at Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and also on Facebook and YouTube. I actually managed to get a personalized link on YouTube, so it's now Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, as part of my URL as well. And on Twitter, you can find me at Coach Jan Shaw. So I'll leave you today, hoping that that information has been useful. I thank you all for listening. I'm sure there's going to be more exciting things and an avalanche of more news in the next week. And to coin a phrase from Nancy, be safe. And thank you for listening. Join me next week for another show on cosmic creating. And thank you, Nancy, as always, for producing. So bye for now.
You have been listening to the Cosmic Creating Radio Show with Jan Shaw, a production of Cosmic Reality Radio.
Live long and prosper.